This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
That is Cam Hayward, who spoke to the media this morning in the Steelers' morning media availabilities. The coordinators both talking today as well. Arthur Smith, Terrell Austin. We will check in with Jeff Hathorn, Odyssey sports director, at 1:25 and get the skinny on what may or may not have come out from either chat with Arthur Smith and Terrell Austin. How about this from TA, the DC? This is from Mike DeFabo, the excellent Steelers scribe who covers the team for The Athletic. Mike tweeted this out. This is a direct quote from Terrell Austin on TJ Watt. It will be great to have him back. At what capacity? We won't find out until Sunday, but it'll be great to have him back. So it sounds like, Logan Arblaster, that signs point to TJ Watt getting a helmet on Sunday.
It would be hard to believe that he wouldn't play in this game with everything that's on the line. And I do understand he's coming back from a medical injury opposed to an on-field injury. So that's what is kind of the holdup here. And they need to be cautious with it. They should be. But I would feel like TJ wants to play. Mike Tomlin wants him to play. And it would be really hard to imagine Sunday coming around and them rolling out TJ Watt.
Couple of other quotes that stick out. Arthur Smith, this is from Nick Faribault, says there's always contingency plans if the Steelers have injuries for their tush-push package and the jumbo package. They're not revealing what those plans are, obviously, but there could be a change-up against the Ravens, obviously, with Darnell Washington out. Arthur Smith was asked about the fourth down throw to Marquez Valdez-Scantling. The quote was, "We got a good look. MVS ran a good route. It just didn't go our way." I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. I don't necessarily know how good the look was. It definitely didn't go their way. We can wholeheartedly agree on that. But yeah, well, so we'll check in with Jeff at 1:25, see what stuck out to him, if there were any quotes or sound bites that made the eyes of the old hawk, Jeff Hathorn, the eyebrows, I should say, arise. So we'll check in with Jeff at 1:25. Right now, Aaron Rodgers, he spoke yesterday about a very big-time matchup. It ain't no secret. So let's listen to a little bit of what Aaron Rodgers spoke to the media about yesterday. Brooke Pryor opened it up with a question about the vibes heading into the biggest game of the season. And this first answer you'll hear from Rodgers is pretty much, you know, business as usual.
Aaron, what kind of response are you seeing from this team's locker room just a couple days into this week? Business as usual for us. I mean, you would have told us at 6-6, we'd be sitting at 9-7 with a chance to play for the division, regardless of what happened those four games, we would have taken it for sure. We're favored in a couple, I think, and underdogs in a couple. You know, played three good games and didn't play very well last week, but guys are responding the right way like we always do.
What last time you guys played Baltimore, DK had a really big game for you guys. You guys attacked him downfield against their man coverage. What do you expect to see out of Baltimore this week? Do you expect them to kind of keep all the same stuff they've done recently, or do you expect them to kind of go man up like Cleveland did against you guys?
Yeah, we'll be ready for whatever they do.
Aaron, in that regard, what could Calvin's addition on Sunday mean for you guys?
Calvin's a fast guy. He's a good route runner. He's been consistent for us when he's been healthy, and it'd be good to have him back.
The things that you can take from the Browns game, that offensive plan that'll better help him adapt to another game?
Oh, we'll be fine. Yeah, I mean, we're always adapting. We had a lot of opportunities in the Cleveland game. Just didn't execute very well.
Aaron, that you had a passer rating under 70, you bounced back with a really strong game. Three times the Seahawks, the Patriots game, the Chargers game, you bounced back against the Bengals. What is it about your game that helps you kind of bounce back and not string together two bad games?
See, my career, I don't have a lot of stinkers back-to-back over the years. So that's same mindset every week, same approach, just expect greatness. And when it doesn't happen, you don't shift up the plan. You just keep on going and trust the process.
After last time you guys played Baltimore, Coach Tomlin said he felt like you really relished those moments, those big games. What do you think it is about you that you're wired that way, that you embrace the big moments?
I embrace all the moments. You know, I enjoy all of it. There's a lot of beauty in the mundane. The mundane is the Monday to Saturday where you can actually win games, and I embrace that part of the job. I've loved it. That's why I'm still here, still playing. Obviously, the icing on the cake is game day, but Monday to Saturday is where you win games.
Have you pushed that on these guys about the importance of the mundane? Have they appreciated
it? Yeah. I mean, you got to ask them. I hope so. It's what I've been about my entire career. You know, it's the beauty and the details and the small things that show up on game day, and conversation that might happen on a Monday or a Tuesday at my house or Wednesday in this meeting here is going to show up on game day. So we got to be locked in. When you step in the building, there's a professionalism that doesn't turn off when you're doing any type of rep. When you're sitting in the classroom, those are all important moments to get ready to play on Sunday. Because, like I said, you can win games Monday to Saturday if you have the details down the right way.
You find yourself relishing those mundane moments more this year, knowing you only signed a 1-year contract?
No, I mean, I've always relished those. You know, that's a teaching from Tom Clements going way back to my early years, and Mike McCarthy, you know, trying to find the little advantages Monday to Saturday, cues and patterns that you might recognize on game day. So training yourself to be able to look for those things Monday to Saturday, so Sunday the game feels more like practice.
Aaron, how's the reality of being on this team sort of compared to maybe what you thought it was going to be like before you joined?
That's fantastic. I mean, everything about this experience has been great. It's been a special experience from the first conversations with Mike to the first day I got here in June to the, you know, some of the stuff I did when I first got in town, going over to Cam's house, doing Cam's golf tournament, being a part of the community and learning about the people of Pittsburgh and our fan base. And it's been a really special year, and we're playing meaningful football in December and January now, which is what I wanted after the last couple of years.
Have you ruled out coming back?
I haven't thought about it.
Aaron, how beneficial is it having a winner go home like this at home?
Yeah, it's beneficial for sure because, you know, we need our crowd to be as loud as possible on Sunday. It's a night game. It's the only game on TV. It's a special feeling to be able to play on that Sunday night slot for all or nothing, and a lot easier when you're playing at home.
Before you signed the deal here or came to an agreement that you'd come here, was this the type of game that you were, like, thinking back in, like, in February, March, about, like, I can't wait to get this type of high-stakes moment with this organization?
Yeah, I mean, we've been in playoff-type mindset since we were 6-6, and obviously we had an L last week, but these are meaningful games that you want to play in. You know, it's tough on the other side. You know, I've been a part of the locker room the last couple of years where, you know, get to December and you start talking about your off-season plans, where you're going to be, your travel plans. That's not a whole lot of fun. You want to be in here talking about the game, talking about meaningful snaps, talking about doing something special, and it starts with this week against Baltimore.
You haven't thought about whether this could be the last one for you?
No, I mean, my entire career, I've had the approach, really since 2011, we lost a dear friend and a teammate on the field, broke his neck. Now, he walked and is you know, ambulatory now and living a great life. And then I saw it in 2013 as well. So the mortality of those moments and the seriousness of seeing a teammate get carted off the field in a neck brace, I think, makes you realize how special this opportunity is, but how fleeting it can be. And you just got to stay in the moment, and each one could be your last. That's kind of the mindset. Obviously, I've played a lot of football. I've been fortunate, for the most part, health-wise over the years. But I know how delicate this thing can be, and seeing guys like that get carted off and never play again. So I've had that approach my entire career, and no different this season.
Do you think it might hit you a little bit harder or at all when you step on the field Sunday?
No.
Aaron, you mentioned last week you sort of feel like Benjamin Button a little bit this time of year. I mean, the way your body has responded, does that give you confidence that whenever you get to whatever you get in the offseason, when it's time to make the decision, that physical ability might not won't be a factor in it, you know, on whether you can play or not? It's just a matter of whether you want to.
I mean, I hope so, yeah. I mean, I hope I can get through this stretch and feel good physically, so that's not in the conversation.
Have you played the kind of ball you wanted to?
Hmm?
Have you played the kind of ball you wanted to this year?
I mean, at times, yeah, definitely. You know, anytime you're in a first-year offense, there's always some growing pains within the offense. It's always like you feel like if you had another year, you know, what you could do. And I look at 2019, the way I played in 2019, and then kind of the adjustments we made in the offseason, and then the way I played in 2020, which was just in a whole kind of different level. What I felt like, and I used to tease LaFleur about this all the time, I was a game manager in 2019, and a game impactor in 2020 and 2021. And I think a lot of this is familiarity with the offense and with the guys. And we've done the best we could with our conversations and our meeting time outside the facility and our meeting time in the facility. But obviously, the more years you get in the system with the same guys, the more continuity you have, the better you feel like you can play.
Aaron, how have you seen
this? Have that drive right now, thinking about, you know, the what-ifs and how much better things would be.
Listen, I mean, I'm thinking about this week, but obviously, I'm 42 years old and I'm on a one-year deal, so you know what the situation is. Whenever the season ends, I'll be a free agent. So that'll give me a lot of options if I still want to play. I mean, a lot of options, but there'll be options, I would think, maybe one or two if I decide I still want to play. But I've enjoyed this experience, and everybody in Pittsburgh has been fantastic to me on and off the field. And it's really what I was hoping for this experience was it's been even better than I was hoping.
Aaron.
All right, that's Aaron Rodgers in that last soundbite you hear. Pretty glowing endorsement of his time in Pittsburgh and his time with the Steelers. Again, Arthur Smith, the coordinator's talk today. Arthur Smith, and you can find all this coverage on our Twitter/X page at 93.7 The Fan. It's also where you can find the live video stream to all of our shows. You can also watch us on YouTube. I know the YouTube cronies are out in full force on a Happy New Year, so always appreciate their viewership. Anyway, Arthur Smith today talking about Aaron Rodgers as his quarterback and in this game specifically, what it means in a win or go home week 18 to have the former four-time MVP on your side.
I mean, let's just look at that game Sunday. I mean, you've seen it all season in different ways, regardless of the score. You're never out of a fight with him at quarterback. So obviously the thing wasn't going our way. Still had a chance at the end to win the game.
All right, that's Arthur Smith talking about Aaron Rodgers. Again, had a chance to win the game in Cleveland against a 3-win Browns team. Hopefully, this team has a chance to maybe do the same. And that might be wishful thinking against a much better roster than the Browns. You're going up against that roster without your number one wide receiver. And again, I don't necessarily disagree with Arthur Smith. Yeah. Having Aaron Rodgers for the Steelers, as the Steelers quarterback, having that guy, I'm more confident in a potential game tying or a game winning drive with that guy as my team's quarterback than I was with Kenny Pickett, than I was with Russell Wilson, than I was with Justin Fields, Mitch Trubisky, Mason Rudolph. But will the Steelers be in a position to go down the field in the fourth quarter, late in the fourth quarter, and try and tie or win the game? That is the million-dollar question. 412-928-9370. You just heard from the Steelers quarterback. Would you be open to bringing Aaron Rodgers back to Pittsburgh in 2026? 412-928-9370. Also, What's on your Pittsburgh sports wish list for 2026? 412-928-9370. It's also the number of the Fan Text Line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates. That's a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I want to hear from you in the next segment at 412-928-9370. Jeff Hathorn at 125. We're taking you up until 2 o'clock. That's when Donnie Football takes over the airwaves. I'm Jack Hillgrove, filling in for Pomp and Joe. Logan Arblaster in for City Limits. Happy New Year from all of us at 93.7 The Fan.
It'll be great to have him back. You know, what capacity, we'll find out really not till Sunday. But it'll be great to have him back, and it'll, you know, I would think that he'll only strengthen our group and how we play and all those things.
All right, so if that's not a giant indicator whether or not TJ Watt will play Sunday, I don't know what is. That's Steelers defensive coordinator Terrell Austin. When asked about TJ Watt's services, you heard it. It'll be great to have him back. So if we were going to place a bet on whether or not number 90 would get a helmet on Sunday, I think that's a pretty safe bet. The million-dollar question is it strictly decoy, or is he going to be in there in a typical TJ Watt workload? We will have to wait and see. 412-928-9370 is the number to join the conversation. Lou in Staten Island, good friend of the show, good friend of the station. Lou, happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, my friend, and all the listeners out there. You know, I've been a little perplexed on how minimal, I know it's been mentioned, but not mentioned enough as far as I'm concerned, this DK Metcalf train wreck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Give this man a record contract for the franchise, right? They went out of their way to bring him in. And in the most important time of the season, I don't care what that fan said to him. And it's atrocious if he used any type of language in regards to his race. But you're getting paid $140 million to be the wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers, not to be interacting with fans. And his absence on the field on Sunday was critical.
Big
Let's
time.
Let's just be honest.
They win the game. They win if he plays.
100%. But I'm just so surprised how even the fan base isn't harping on this. And we're going to miss him on Sunday as well.
Yep.
And that tool of a reporter, Jay Glazer, who's a Mike Tomlin fan club hero, he came out and said on Sunday that, according to his reporting, his sources, that the Pittsburgh Steelers are not going to enforce any of the potential ramifications with his contract. And I'm saying to myself, I'm like, wow, like, that's interesting. But they literally could lose a division because of his actions, or as a part of his actions, and they come out that quick, and they're not going to discipline this guy. I mean, I think the whole situation is a total mess.
And from the beginning, Lou, and I agree with you all there, but if we want to talk about the Steelers in that situation, why were they not proactive enough or maybe even aware that that guy was a problem to DK Metcalf in Seattle a year ago. You heard it in his joke of a press conference. He's had those season tickets for like 15 years, and he sits there to antagonize and instigate the opposing team. And he had an incident with DK Metcalf last year. Why aren't the Steelers made aware of that situation and sheltering DK Metcalf from that guy by any means necessary? That's what that's where the fault and the screw up with this whole situation begins.
100%. But, you know, everybody was thinking perhaps they were going to reduce that suspension, and they quickly ruled no. They're keeping the two games.
Yep.
So if there was any, you know, clear cut evidence of anything that they could have potentially brought it down to one game, because the 2-game suspension is really hurting us. Let me get on to Aaron Rodgers real quick before you let me go.
Sure.
Right.
Sure. Yep.
All right. Okay. I was okay with this whole scenario from training camp on. I was not one of these guys that thought he was going to be a wreck. I watched him with the Jets. Was he great? No, but the Jets are the Jets. I mean, their kicker last year blew a lot of games for them. They had no coach at all on the sideline. So there was a lot of reasons for me to think that he would come here and play well. But saying that, he was horrendous on Sunday. I mean, that was the worst game of the season for him. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, and I don't know how much I'm going to throw on him just because of this. The offense without DK Metcalf is just not set up in a position for any quarterback really to succeed. I mean, who the hell is he throwing the ball to? Now, with that in mind, No, he did not play well enough to beat the Browns. No, not at all. Not even close.
Yeah, and this was, and you could put Shador Sanders in the Mike Tomlin losing to some of the worst quarterbacks in the history of the sport over the last 10 years. There's so many we can name. I don't want to do it because it's very painful. But at the end of the day, I'm sitting with some of my friends. They're not Steelers fans. They're gamblers. And I looked at him right in the eye and I said, you guys are out of your minds to be laying points with this team. Could they win? Yeah. But it was a perfect Tomlin game where I said to myself, watch, they're going to lose. And even with the Shador factor, he tried to give us the game and they still figured out a way to lose, which is even sadder. But I'll say this about Tomlin, okay? And I know it's not going to happen. And I've been saying this since 2017. I think that's when we lost to the Jaguars, right? Or maybe it was 18.
The 17 season, the 18, like the January of 18, yeah.
I was at the game. I'm driving 7 hours home to Staten Island. I call Ron Cook and Andrew. I believe they were just starting to work together at the time. And literally, I mean, like I was like saying to myself, this is bad. I mean, you know, we're losing games with superior talent with this coach, and now we're going to try and win games when these guys all leave and or retire with him. And I already knew what was coming. So I already seen they should have done it, but they won't. We both know they won't.
Right.
But if this game goes down, right, like last year, and let's just say the guy Henry runs for another 200 and we lose by a touchdown or two and we never really end the game, what's the difference between that or we win the game and then we get boat raced the following week without really having a chance at playoff success? To me, there really is no difference.
No, there's not. But Lou, and you know this better than anybody, the Rooneys don't think that way. You get in the dance and they are happy. Yep. That's just the name of the game. Lou, thanks for the call, man. Happy New Year. There is a difference in that front office and in that ownership office between losing on Sunday to the Ravens and missing the playoffs versus winning on Sunday against the Ravens and then letting Houston come to Pittsburgh and dog walk you. We all don't think there's a difference, but they do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
I don't get that line of thinking. It is pretty much 6-1, half dozen the other. If anything, if that's how it's going to pan out, you'd rather lose to Baltimore because you get a couple of a couple of picks higher in the draft, right? If you were to tell me that the only two options, and this is a pessimistic way of thinking, but here we are, a genie comes down and says, Jack, the Steelers will either lose to Baltimore and miss the playoffs and pick like 18th, or beat Baltimore and lose to Houston in the first round of the playoffs and pick 20th. Nothing else will happen. There are no other options but those two. Pick one. You pick the former. You pick the former because, again, it's not that big of a difference drafting 18th versus drafting 20th, but it's still something. And in the grand scheme of, you know, your quest for a Super Bowl, it does not matter. But it matters to the Rooneys, the GM, and the head coach. 412-928-9370, Anthony in Oakland. Anthony, happy New Year to you, good sir.
You also, young man. You know, the caller from New York is correct. Aaron Rodgers was just god-awful. I expect more, regardless of DK Metcalf's absence, from a four-time MVP of the league and his hand-picked wide receiver, MVS, to do more. And he was terrible. I mean, I expect that if it was Kenny Pickett or someone, or Trubisky.
Right.
I don't expect it from a four-time MVP. He should have won that game regardless because of his stature. And he was fussing and cussing at everybody, but he needs to look in the mirror and cuss at himself because he let the Pittsburgh Steelers down.
Sure.
The whole offense did, because you still had weapons. And he, for whatever reason, I watched the film over again. He was locked in on MVS. He didn't scan.
Oh, yeah, no, that was, and Arthur Smith talked about that just moments ago when he met with reporters. We got a good look, was the quote from Arthur Smith. It just didn't go our way. That was the play design. And you can, you know, you go back and watch it, and I mean, it was an instantaneous throw to MVS. That was the primary target. Why? I don't know. Well, I do know. It's because Aaron Rodgers trusts that guy. But again, and I said this earlier, that guy has been, since he has been like a trusty guy for Aaron Rodgers in his MVP season in 2021, Marquez Valdes-Scantling has been cast aside by Kansas City,
yes,
by Buffalo, by New Orleans, and a couple of months ago by San Francisco. I mean, he is not somebody that should be getting the ball in that situation. I don't care. No. I don't care if him and Aaron Rodgers grew up biological twins. It doesn't make any difference.
Especially when they just told us, sang the praises the week before of Gainwell, and you don't look for him. You have him because you're so worried about Garrett. You have him chipping. I mean, this was what happens, and I can understand people's pessimistic attitudes right now because I have no confidence in them. But that was your game plan? I mean, then Tomlin has the audacity, gumption, and gall to throw shade at Herbig? Well, New England gave up 5 sacks to Myles Garrett, and they put up 30-something points.
Yep.
Why? Because the focus was to score points.
Yep.
Who cares about sacks?
Well, and that's the thing, too. I don't think, and again, and I just talked about this with Lou, I don't think, you know, if DK Metcalf plays, the Steelers win, and Aaron Rodgers plays better. But where I have a hard time with Aaron Rodgers' performance against the Browns was on that last play. Number one, the instantaneous throw to Marquez Valdes-Scantling, and number two, your best offensive weapon consistently all season long in Kenneth Gainwell was wide open.
Yeah, he was wide open. He walked into the end zone.
Yeah, and then that also goes hand in hand with the scheme too. Again, your best and most consistent offensive weapon coming off of his best game, arguably, of his Steelers tenure in Detroit, was targeted 4 times in the pass game, had 3 receptions, and only carried the ball 7 times. 10 touches? Really?
What's disturbing to all of us should be this. They had their fate in their hands. They just saw Baltimore won the night before. So it was incumbent upon you to go and take care of business, and they didn't do it.
Nope.
And this, that's what separates this version of Tomlin's teams and our prior other Steeler teams. Because when they had that opportunity, they took advantage of it, and it was a no-brainer. But, I'm shell-shocked what I saw Sunday. So hopefully they'll look at themselves, put on their color rush, because they seem to have more success when they wear color rush on Sundays or Monday night.
Yep.
And hopefully – because you know what? I think Jackson playing will now have them super-focused. I think that may even get the defense to play even more inspired.
I can see it.
Let's hope the offense comes through.
Yeah, they have to. They have to, Anthony. Appreciate you as always, and thanks for the call. This game is going to come down to, and I said this before, I'll say it again, it's going to come down to, can they stop Derrick Henry? Can they keep the Baltimore Ravens from doing what they did to Pittsburgh this time a year ago and run for 300 yards? Because if they do that, you'll see Baltimore score 13, 16 points. And then the offense needs to fit foe. And I use that acronym earlier in the show. I can't tell you what it stands for because then Logan Arblaster will have to use the dump button, but they've got to figure it out. Without DK Metcalf, this offense has to figure it out. And again, we'll talk to Jeff Hathorn in about, I can't do math, 125. Again, can't do math. I was getting 40 minutes. That's better. Terrell Austin gave a pretty darn good endorsement or response, I guess, to the TJ Watt question mark this week. It'll be great to have him back is what the soundbite started with out of the mouth of the Steelers defensive coordinator. So it sounds like TJ Watt playing is a pretty safe bet. And if the Steelers can get Calvin Austin back for this offense, then you feel a little bit better because Calvin Austin is the second best wide receiver on the team. So you get him back, you start to feel a little bit better about the Steelers' chances offensively to do something without Metcalf, but still not particularly great. All right, one more call before we head to a break here. Let's go to John in Coraopolis. Hello, John. Happy New Year.
Hey, you too.
What's on your mind?
This Metcalf is overblown to me.
What do you mean?
If anybody says anything about my mother, I go off.
I understand, John, I understand that, but there is zero cell phone video proof evidence other than reports supposedly out of Metcalf's camp that is what was said, as, along with some racial slurs. Again, and then I use a Mike Tomlin quote. I use a Mike Tomlin quote in that regard when Mike Tomlin was talking about Jalen Ramsey acting the way he did in response to Jamar Chase spitting on him. It was do what comes natural. For Jalen Ramsey, I agree. If that's what happened for DK Metcalf, absolutely. Do what comes natural. But there has been no proof, concrete evidence that was said.
What set him off then?
I don't know. I truthfully have no idea.
That would set me off in a second. I'd be in the stands.
I understand that, John, but at the end of the day, too, he's making $30 million a year to be this team's best
family
wide receiver.
First, forget the money.
That's a take that I don't think many Steelers fans would agree with, John, but thank you very much, because if they lose this game and if they miss the playoffs, it's his fault. And it's easy to say, oh, I don't care. You know, $30 million, I don't care. When you don't have $30 million. I don't have $30 million a year. You don't have $30 million a year. I don't know very many people that make $30 million a year. But when that's what you're being compensated to do what you do, let's exercise a little bit of tunnel vision. Again, I didn't want to spend too much more time on this discussion because, again, the fan is a jackass and doesn't deserve to go to any more NFL games. I get that. And the whole press conference shenanigans with, what did Joe Starkey call him? Loser Bluewig, which I thought was a perfect nickname for what the guy encompassed. It's a clown show. He's a clown show, and he deserves all the scrutiny and criticism that he's gotten. But at the end of the day, we've got to exercise some tunnel vision when you're making that much money, and more importantly, when you're relied upon to be what you're relied upon for the Pittsburgh Steelers. 412-928-9370. It's the number of the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. That's Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. More of your phone calls when we come back. Plus, we'll take a look at the AFC playoff picture, and if the Steelers do win on Sunday, who they could see at home this time next week. We'll get to all that next. Jeff Hathorn at 125, and we're with you until 2 o'clock. Donnie Football taking the airwaves from 2 until 6. I'm Jack Hillgrove, filling in for the guys on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at RingCentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.